And so we decided to just split this 50-50. And the limiting principle that I've chosen for commercial damages is Texas Supreme Court cases in the last 2 years. And one of the things that was most striking to me in looking at the Supreme Court's docket is that they're increasingly struggling with and interpreting the very nature of damages. And we've seen that particularly in the statutory context, where they're having to interpret words that the legislature has chosen and trying to discern what remedies fit within buckets that the legislature has picked for it. And we saw that, for example, in the supersedious context in Chapter 52 that Daryl just talked about. If you look at the text of the statute, you see the court in just the last 3 years has had a trilogy of cases interpreting just these words. And I've discussed the cases at length in my paper, and one of the themes that I discerned from the supersedious context is that the court has been very careful not to shoehorn remedies into these words if they don't expressly fit. And so my theme for supersedious in Chapter 52 is remember the shoehorn. The court is very careful to be very literal with the statute, and they have been very restrained with Chapter 52. But let's turn to Chapter 41, because that's also a statute that's getting a lot of attention. And there's two cases that I thought were interesting. One is asking, is injury to a corporation's reputation a pecuniary loss under Chapter 41? And the court says no. And I think there's a couple of points that are interesting about this waste management case. First, it's demonstrating that the damages analysis focuses on the nature of the harm and the injury, and not the nature of the plaintiff. And in this case, the defendant was arguing that only flesh and blood people can suffer reputational harm.